Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 31, the 2004 Indian Ocean Tsunami, Global Tragedy and Response. On the 26th of December 2004, one of the deadliest natural disasters in recorded history struck the coasts of several countries bordering the Indian Ocean. A massive undersea earthquake, measuring 9.1 to 9.3 on the Richter scale, triggered a devastating tsunami that claimed the lives of an estimated 230,000 to 280,000 people across 14 nations. The sheer scale of destruction, the humanitarian crisis that followed, and the global response marked this event as one of the most significant disasters of the 21st century. The earthquake originated off the west coast of northern Sumatra, Indonesia, at a depth of approximately 30 kilometers. The rupture of the fault line along the Sunda Trench caused the seafloor to shift vertically, displacing vast amounts of water and generating a series of powerful waves. These waves radiated outward across the Indian Ocean, moving at speeds of up to 800 kilometers per hour. Unlike typical wind-driven waves, tsunami waves do not lose much energy as they travel, allowing them to reach coastlines with immense force and destruction. In Indonesia's Aceh province, which was closest to the epicenter, entire communities were obliterated within minutes. Waves as high as 30 meters crashed ashore, flattening buildings, uprooting trees, and sweeping people away. The death toll in Indonesia alone surpassed 167,000, making it the hardest hit country. The impact was immediate and catastrophic, with roads, communication networks, and essential services completely destroyed. Survivors struggled to find clean water, food, and medical aid amidst the chaos and devastation. The tsunami reached Thailand's popular tourist destinations within an hour, catching both locals and holidaymakers off guard. The resort towns of Phuket, Khao Lak, and Phi Phi Islands suffered immense damage. The powerful waves demolished beachfront hotels, businesses, and homes, leaving thousands dead, including many foreign tourists. Videos and photographs taken by witnesses documented the terrifying moment when the sea withdrew before surging back with deadly force. Sri Lanka experienced the second highest number of casualties, with over 35,000 lives lost. The eastern and southern coastal regions bore the brunt of the tsunami, where entire villages were swept away. The disaster struck at a time when the country was already struggling with civil conflict, further complicating relief efforts. The rail disaster near the town of Peralia became the worst train disaster in history, as a tsunami wave engulfed a crowded passenger train, killing over 1,700 people in a single instant. India's eastern coast, particularly the Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Tamil Nadu, faced significant devastation. Fishing communities, whose livelihoods depended on the sea, were among the worst affected. Large numbers of homes, boats, and infrastructure were lost, leaving tens of thousands displaced. The southern state of Kerala also suffered losses, though its western location in relation to the earthquake's epicenter somewhat reduced the impact compared to the eastern coast. In Africa, despite the vast distance from the earthquake's origin, the tsunami still caused considerable damage. Somalia, over 4,500 kilometers away, recorded hundreds of fatalities as waves surged onto its shores, destroying villages and fishing communities. Tanzania, Kenya, and the Seychelles also reported casualties and property damage, highlighting the far-reaching effects of the disaster. The humanitarian response to the tsunami was unprecedented. Governments, international organizations, and ordinary people across the world rallied to provide aid and support. The United Nations, Red Cross, and various non-governmental organizations mobilized swiftly, delivering emergency supplies, medical assistance, and financial aid. Countries pledged billions in relief funding, with efforts focused on rebuilding communities, restoring livelihoods, and preventing the outbreak of disease. One of the most significant outcomes of the disaster was the recognition of the urgent need for a tsunami early warning system in the Indian Ocean. Unlike the Pacific, where such systems had been in place for decades, the Indian Ocean lacked any comprehensive warning infrastructure at the time of the disaster. In response, the Indian Ocean Tsunami Warning and Mitigation System, IOTWMS, was established, incorporating seismic monitoring, ocean buoys, and coastal warning stations to improve preparedness and reduce future loss of life. Beyond the physical destruction, the tsunami left deep emotional scars on survivors and affected communities. Many families lost multiple generations, with entire villages wiped out in seconds. The psychological impact was profound, leading to widespread cases of post-traumatic stress disorder and long-term mental health challenges. Survivors had to rebuild not only their homes, but also their lives, grappling with grief, loss, and uncertainty. In the years that followed, extensive reconstruction efforts transformed the affected regions. Governments and international agencies worked to improve infrastructure, construct more resilient buildings, and re-establish economic stability. Tourism-dependent areas, such as Phuket and the Maldives, gradually recovered, though some communities never fully regained their pre-tsunami prosperity. Memorials and annual remembrance ceremonies were established to honor those who perished, ensuring that their stories would not be forgotten. The 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami remains a stark reminder of the power of nature and the importance of disaster preparedness. It highlighted the vulnerabilities of coastal communities and the critical need for rapid response mechanisms. While the tragedy brought immeasurable loss, it also demonstrated the resilience of humanity, as people from all walks of life came together in an extraordinary global effort to aid those in need. The lessons learned from this disaster continue to shape policies and strategies for managing future tsunamis, ensuring that the world is better prepared to face similar challenges. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.